Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up, we're talking UFC 179, UFC 180, Bellator, MMA, Evicta. We'll even talk about Chris Cyborg Santos. Yeah, the guy that's a girl. I mean, the girl that's a guy. You know, the hormones, the male testosterone, you know, steroids. Anyway, bottom line is, will she ever challenge Ronda Rousey? We'll get something from Dana White. We'll bring in Zach Attack Young, of course. We'll bring in about 20 minutes past the hour, so we've got open phone lines if you'd like to join us. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Jose Aldo, still the world featherweight champion, 145 pounds, went the distance, winning a unanimous nod across the board, of course, five-minute rounds as a UFC championship fight. And Jose Aldo, a champion for a long time now, unbeaten since 2006. I mean, come on. The guy hasn't lost since, like, Ronald Reagan was president, almost that long. But I really thought that there was a chance last night he would lose, not because that Mendez was the greatest fighter in the world, okay? He's a good fighter from Team Alpha Male up there in Sacramento, California. But I just thought that making the weight, 145, would turn on him like he did his fellow team member, ex-Bantamweight champion, Renan Borrell, against TJ Dillashaw, losing the Bantamweight championship earlier this year. But it didn't happen. Jose Aldo, still the champion at 145. Lots of stuff to talk about. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers years. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E Water.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Is real loving. Then what you see is what you
I've taken over that time slot, so not only is that the Combat Sports Update by Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check them out, alchemywater.com, A-L-K-A-M-E, water.com. But we do the Sports Overnight America Saturday nights at 10 o'clock. I have a crew surrounding me, a team of geniuses, of course. I've got Zach Attack Young, who you'll hear on MMA in a little bit. I've got Sky Brown, and I've got Dominic Jimenez. I mean, we talk all the sports, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Of course, the World Series going on. San Francisco playing host. The World Series down to three games. Best of three games. Who will it be? Who knows? But a lot of people are thinking the Nut Giants seem to have the momentum going their way. Jose Aldo, still the world featherweight champion. Of course, 145 pounds. A unanimous nod over Chad Mendes last night in a rematch of a fight that took place. The first fight took place in Brazil a few years ago, and he got, like, KO. Boom! A flying kick. Lights out Chad Mendes. Chad Mendes came back last night, won one round. The scores were 49-46 across the board. 10 points for the winner, 9 or less to the loser. That means 4-1 as far as rounds were concerned. 4 5-minute rounds, straight up at 4. I'm taking it back. 5 5-minute rounds, but he won 4 of them. Did Jose Aldo? So he's still the champion at 145. He still got nothing left. I mean, who's left at 145 besides Conor McGregor? Conor McGregor, the guy from Ireland. Man, he can talk. He can fight. He may be he could be like the true superstar coming out of Europe. I mean, just to take the entire continent by storm as far as MMA is concerned, much like GSP took Canada by storm. I really think this guy's got the potential. Muhammad Ali, forget Chael Sonnen. He's got Ric Flair, like, you know, I mean, he's like Ric Flair, the wrestler, or Muhammad Ali. He's got that gift for gab. Few guys have it. Conor McGregor has it. I think he's a real deal as far as fighting is concerned as well. Anyway, we'll get back to that in just a minute. But Jose Aldo, a winner and still the world featherweight champion. Phil Davis, a light heavyweight, 205 pounds, beat Glover Teixeira. That was unanimous nod, 30-27, 30-27, 30-27. Fabio Maldonado. Wow, this guy's like headed for like a wheelchair, I think. I kid you not. The punishment he's willing to take to win. I mean, guys get tired. He gets just beating on him. Fabio Maldonado, famous for that, beat Hans Stringer last night at TKO and punches round number two. But he took everything the guy threw at him in round number one. Just took it and sort of blinked at him. Like Marvin Hagler blinked at Tommy Hearns back in that big fight night back big 1985. Blinked at him when he got clipped with that right hand. Just blinked. Like, how dare you? Anyway, Fabio Maldonado getting fight of the night. And I think KO the night as well, but he made a couple of bonuses last night. More power to him. The guy's always winning these $40,000, $50,000 bonuses, whatever Dana White's throwing out, but he's like leading the team as far as winning bonuses is concerned. An ugly fight at featherweight. Darren Elkins defeated Lucas Martins. Martins came in the favorite. He was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. Never got his game going. And Elkins just mugged him and threw him against the wall, against the cage, and it was an ugly, ugly, ugly fight. The scores are split. 27-30 one way for Martins, and that means 3 rounds of zip. And then the other two judges went for Elkins, 3 rounds of zip, 30-27. Of course, 3 5-minute rounds in a non-title or a non-main event UFC fight. The fight that I really liked, and I really like this guy, he's from Iran. and his name is Benet Darouche. And he beat Charles Ferreira, and that was pretty good. Ferreira came in undefeated, a Brazilian, I think, living in the United States now. He was like 11-0 or something like that. I mean, people would say, oh, no, he's going to be the next star. Yeah, right. He got spanked last night. He did. The scores were 30-27 across the board. Each judge thought that the Iranian fighter won every round, as did I. I thought one was close, but I thought he won easily two out of three rounds, if not all three rounds. But he may be an exciting guy. He's good-looking. His fathers were lawyers. I mean, his father's a lawyer. His brother's an accountant. They're all like these white-collar type of guys, and he decides to go the route of the MMA fighter, which I think was sort of intriguing. He'd be a great interview to have on this show, but Benet Darouche, watch that name as far as lightweights are concerned. I didn't see a whole lot else on the card. Tony Martin beat Fabrice Camoas. That was a submission in a catchweight fight, 158 pounds. Why are guys having catchweight fights? Because they're fighting in Brazil, and they're flying down there. And sometimes when you fly like 8, 10, 12 hours or a long time, you tend to swell up around the ankles, and you retain just a little bit of water. So I think they're giving them the benefit of doubt last night. Some of those guys are coming in the last minute anyway, as was the man that Fabio Maldonado. He came in on just like, I mean, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for this fight. He came in. That's why I think he took such a, although it's his pattern to take a licking, man, he took such a licking. And then Hans Stringer just got drilled in round number two. Just got drilled. Anyway, Jan Cabral was a winner on the card. Neil Magny was a winner on the card. Andre, no chicks on the card. No women down there in Brazil. I wonder why. Anyway, speaking of UFC 180, of course, that's the upcoming event. That'll be November the 15th from Mexico City, the sold-out Mexico Arena holding 16,000 people. Well, it will be without the main star, Cain Velasquez, the man who was on last week's show right here. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight champion, once beaten by knockout. Junior Dos Santos did that, but, of course, he ruined Dos Santos and probably just butchered him in the second and the third fight. And why Junior Dos Santos is still fighting, I don't know. But Cain Velasquez was willing to fight for Fabrice Werdum with a torn meniscus in his knee. But when he stretched the ACL of the same knee, I said, I ain't going to do it. So he fights off. He's not going to fight. Mark Hunt's going to step in. The slow and Samoan, I call him, but can he punch? I mean, he may be slow, but he can punch. And did I mention he can punch? Yeah, he can punch. A lot of Samoans can punch, especially early on. They're not endurance fighters, but they are punchers. Big-time punchers, okay? And Mark Hunt is a big-time puncher. Werdum, he seems to have taken over and has a bit of a resurgence now. He wants to be champion. Of course, interim champions, that'll be the interim championship because, you know, Cain Velasquez has been off a while. The heavyweight championship sort of idle. The UFC cannot afford to have the heavyweight belt frozen, per se, around Cain Velasquez's waist as he recovers from surgery. Of course, the first surgery was to his knee. Now it's, you know, no, take it back to his shoulder. And now it's his knee, so he's going to spend some time in rehab. Just talked about that on the show last week, how he spent his time in rehab, got out of rehab, and guess what? Now back in rehab after surgery, which I think will be forthcoming in a week or so. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we air Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite. Saturday for an hour, we talk boxing and mixed martial arts. Sunday, an hour of boxing, an hour of mixed martial arts. All on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. The apple of my eye. Then I saw it driving right out of my life in a brand new silver blue Cadillac. I would have bet my last dollar and a shirt right off my back, yo, that our love was a real thing, not just a flash. Flashing up.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go. Fight! Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Here again, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Check the clocks, 24 minutes past the hour. Christopher Wallace bringing us back from the break, a.k.a. the late Biggie Smalls. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Jose Aldo on UFC 179. In the bank, of course, Aldo's still the champion. Some of the fighters that thought they had standout performances were Fabio Maldonado and, as I said, the Iranian fighter, Benil Darush. Now, to see if this guy agrees with me. Maybe yes, maybe not. Anyway, the bottom line is Zach Attack Young, the co-host of our Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Zach, what do you think? Did he look real good last night?
Yeah, I thought he did look like a good prospect, Pedro, and it'll be interesting to see who they put him in with next.
I mean, Carlos Ferreira was supposed to be like this upcoming guy. He was 11-0. He was a Brazilian living in the United States. I mean, they have been touting him ever since he turned pro in 2011. He was 11-0 coming in. I know he came in at the last minute, per se, but, you know, still, I think the Iranian show, he's got some good skills, and I think he just lacks the finishing. He lacks some finishing touches, especially in the department of finishing guys, because I think there was a couple times there we should probably stepped it up and try to stop Ferreira.
Yeah, I agree. I think he could have stepped it up and finished, but I mean, it's easier said than done, and maybe it's just something that he has to develop over time, you know, just get a little better with actually picking your shots and just closing the distance.
Okay. Every time you fight this guy, it's sort of like a rope-a-dope if you're fighting him. I'm talking about Fabio Maldonado, because you can, like, beat on him and hit on him, and you think, damn, you know, I'm scoring some shots here, and guess what? sooner or later, he's whooping on you. Because he's only lost one fight. I think he's undefeated as a professional fighter as well, a professional boxer as well, 22-0. He knocked out Hans Stringer last night at TKO in the second round, 4 minutes and 6 seconds in. Fabio won a couple of bonuses last night. The guy's exciting.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, he has some of the best – I think he has some of the best boxing out there, which is no surprise coming from, like, a former boxer. But when you see him, like, he does get hit a lot, but his punching technique is really nice, and he does bring a lot of excitement to the ring, as you said, or the octagon, I should say.
Yeah, and him getting hit is like, you know, it's a plus as far as if you're a fan's concerned, because the guy takes one to throw him.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in terms of excitement, like the people who get hit and hit back, that's the type that the fans want to see.
Okay, of course, 11,000 people last night in a, and I can't even get into the Gimnasio do Marcos, forget it. Anyway, the bottom line is it's about 30 letters, that last word. That was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. 11,415 paid, according to the UFC on their Wikipedia page. Phil Davis, did he deserve that nod with Teixeira, 30-27? Do you think it was that one side of a fight? Didn't Glover win one round?
You maybe could have given Glover one round, but as I thought, I'd think that the audience lost every round, Pedro. That was a bad fight. I didn't. And for Phil Davis, I mean, I don't really want to see him versus John Jones because he has the wrestling, but I really don't think that it'll matter when it comes to a Jones fight. I think Jones will be able to stay on his feet, and Phil Davis's striking is just not good enough to meet Jones.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about but old John Jones, because after January the 3rd, he'll be champion no more. Okay?
You know,
Daniel Cormier, undefeated, never been taken off his feet. He's got that solid wrestling base. He can strike. He can be mean. He's Cain Velasquez's wrestling coach. He's the real deal. I think he's going to beat John Jones.
I think that he'll definitely take John Jones down, maybe a few times, and I wouldn't be shocked if he won. But I just think that the size difference could be a big factor. You know, he's a lot shorter with a lot less reach than Jones. And if Jones can maintain his distance, he might be able to take a decision in that one.
Look, this is a guy that beat the snot out of Josh Barnett. I mean, ooh, I was there ringside, octagon side, down there at a Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight tournament finale in San Jose, California. So he beat up Barnett. He beat Frank Mir, and Frank Mir didn't win like a minute of a round. I mean, come on, man. The guy's been beating heavyweights. Now he's beating light heavyweights. You got to give him some props.
Oh, I definitely give him props. And I mean, like, I don't think that Josh Barnett, for instance, I don't think he's been the same since that fight. You know, he just hasn't looked nearly like himself. But I don't know. I mean, John Jones, you got to give him a lot of credit too. I mean, he may not be one of our favorite fighters, but he's very versatile and he's very skilled, and it's hard to really pick against him. But I do think that Daniel Cormier has a much better chance than most fighters.
Okay, we're talking UFC, folks. Of course, UFC 179 in the books. UFC 180, a bit of a change in the main event. Fabrice Verdum going to take on Mark Hunt, the slowing Samoan, I call him. Actually, he's a throwing Samoan. He can throw, and he can throw hard. I mean, he really can. And he's going to be throwing as hard as he can early on. And you say that Hunt defies my logic or my theories that Samoan fighters can't go the distance. Did you say that on the phone the other day?
Yeah, you know, Hunt actually, I mean, it doesn't look like he would, but he has some pretty good cardio. Like, he manages to go into these five-round fights and come out on top a lot of times, and it's pretty incredible that he manages to keep that energy, and he still fights at a pretty fast pace for heavyweight, so he definitely has decent cardio, I would say.
Speaking of guys with decent cardio, Cain Velasquez, the best cardio in the game, no question about, the heavyweight champion, of course, on last week's show. He was hurt since then. He was willing to fight Verdum with a torn meniscus in his knee, but when he stretched the ACL, he said that was enough. He couldn't fight on half a leg or on one leg. And I got to go with him on that. But, man, what stones. He was going to fight this guy hurt, much like he fought Junior Dos Santos first time hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely brave. You know, a lot of fighters wouldn't do that. I mean, you saw John Jones pull out of the fight with Cormier after he got injured. and it was with a torn meniscus, I believe. So if he was willing to fight with a torn meniscus, that takes some guts, I got to say.
Well, where John Jones drew the ire of UFC president Dana White was when he wouldn't take on Chael Sonnen in the last minute. Remember the UFC event that went bye-bye?
Yeah, I remember that. That was like the first UFC event that had to be canceled.
Yeah, they're gonna. I think that eventually, some way, Dana White's gonna make him pay for that. And I think Dana's gonna want to say, "I told you." I'm just knowing Dana. Can Dana be childish? Yes, of course. I mean, but he's in power, and he's really the real guy in MMA right now. Of course, Scott Coker looking to challenge him for that title, or at least a piece of the MMA pie when he takes over Bellator. And his first show, as far as Bellator is concerned, I believe is going to be November 15th, the real first show with all his input. Now he's sort of like cleaning things up for the former CEO, Bjorn Rebney. Now, Luke Rockhold coming back as far as the UFC is concerned. The UFC is going to come back. Looks like it's going to be UFC Fight Night, November the 8th. That's almost 2 weeks. It'll be in Sydney, Australia. They're going abroad again. I mean, they're taking it to the Allophones Arena in Sydney, Australia. You got to figure this place is going to hold 15,000 people. They're not going to small arenas over there. The UFC catching on worldwide. Luke Rockhold taking on The Count. And, of course, they say Count differently in the United Kingdom. If I said The Count the way they say Count on the air, I'd be in trouble. But anyway, Michael Bisping figured it out. Michael Bisping taking on Luke Rockhold in the middleweight main event, 185 pounds. The winner, slated, I guess, 2015 to take on the middleweight champion, whoever it might be at that point in time. But I think it'll be Chris Weidman. You agree on that?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be Chris Weidman. I'm not the fight with Luke Rockhold. That's a good fight though, and I think that I think I'm kind of leaning more towards Rockhold to beat Bisping in that one.
Bisping talks a great game.
He does, and you know he backs it up a lot of times. But I think Rockhold is kind of hitting another level right now, and I think he'll probably win that one.
You know, we're talking guys that can talk, guys that can go out there like Josh Barnett, guys can go out there and do great mic works and good FaceTime. I mean, they can get on the mic, they can do Ric Flair like intros and promos. Bisping's one of those guys. He can do promos, man.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely brings a lot of eyes to the sport. I mean, I remember when he was on The Ultimate Fighter, he had everybody wanting Dan Henderson to knock him out, and Dan Henderson fulfilled their wishes, but he brought a lot of fans to want to see that one.
So he was a heel.
Yeah, he definitely played a good heel in that one. I think a lot of times British people play the villains in movies, and I think he's kind of taking that villain role in MMA.
Yeah, he was on the show once, and I won't say he was rude or he was just curt. I mean, I pronounced his name slightly different than the way he wanted it to be pronounced, and he corrected me on that, and he corrected me in a manner where, you know, this is The Count, Michael, you know, I understood. Anyway, of course, 185 pounds, middleweights. Speaking of middleweights, Chris Weidman on the shelf, how long and what was the injury?
I think he's going to be on the shelf for a few more months, and it was something with his leg, you know. I believe it was like a meniscus tear, something along those lines. It was something like that.
Nobody wants to fight with a torn meniscus, but yet Cain Velasquez was willing to go out there and defend the World Heavyweight Championship against one bad dude in Fabrice Verdum. What's going on? Cain's a madman. I'm telling you, he's a nut.
Yeah, and you know, like it didn't go so well for him the time he fought injured before. So maybe it was kind of a blessing in disguise that he was injured further and didn't take on this fight because he might have just lost. I mean, Verdum's a good fighter.
True, but he had to save that show. Remember, that was the first show on Fox, and it was him and Junior Dos Santos for the World Heavyweight Championship. It only lasted a minute and a half or something like that, and the UFC wasn't ready for that. They had to fill for like an hour. Remember, that was really, really terrible. But you know, he got knocked out quick, and that was when he had a bad knee. Now, Junior Dos Santos had a broken foot going into that, so they both went in there with, you know, serious injuries.
Yeah, I mean, they went in with injuries a lot of people would pull out with, but I think the pressure of being the first Fox show, it forced them to have to take the fight. And okay. I think that Fox show didn't end up going so well because it was only like a minute and a half and they built it up for so long.
Jeez, I mean, that's you're being kind to the people of the UFC. That was the biggest blunder they pulled since the UFC 33, and they forgot to purchase enough pay-per-view time. And the Vladimir Michushenko, Tito Ortiz, UFC light heavyweight fight was cut off in the middle on the pay-per-view, folks watching. Now, that same date, November the 8th, the UFC is going in Sydney, Australia. Now, Dana White can't be in both these places. And it's going back to Brazil, Uberlândia, Brazil. And, of course, in the main event, Shogun Rua taking on Jimmy Manuwa. What's happening there? These guys are light heavyweights. Rua, obviously the hometown guy.
Yeah, you know, I do think that Shogun will win that one, but Manuwa is a good fighter. I mean, he was doing okay against Gustafsson before he got caught with that just monster knee. But I don't know. You know, it's also difficult to know how much Shogun has left because he shows up for this fight and he just doesn't look like he's really prepared and he gets beat. So I'm leaning towards Shogun, but a Manuwa upset would not surprise me.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code DRYER and sign up now. That's FanDuel.com, code word DRYER.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Nice tune here. Marvin Gaye, I've been in this room, this studio. I think it's West Grandview Boulevard in Detroit, the home of Motown. This was a studio that was built in the basement of a house. And there was upstairs, Berry Gordy, the guy that started Motown Records, had his regular house, you know, like his kitchen, his bedrooms, that kind of good stuff. And downstairs in the basement was Motown Records. Eventually, he bought the house on each side of him. And then in time, of course, moved on to L.A. and then sold the business straight up. The sounds of the great Marvin Gaye. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Little Ronda Rousey coming out of the break there. Of course, Ronda Rousey, the queen of MMA, the girl that everybody thinks is the epitome of a woman that can fight. I mean, she can talk the talk. She can walk the walk. And, of course, eventually she's going to have to take on Chris Cyborg Santos. And Chris Cyborg Santos making some noise, but she hasn't fought. She isn't very active. What's happening with her, Zach?
Well, she had that suspension for, like, the steroids. I remember that kept her out of the octagon for a while. But I think just in general, like, I think that she has she's managed by Tito Ortiz. And I don't know if he's really the best manager. He kind of tends to ask for more money than she's really worth and things like that, things of that nature. So I think it's kind of kept her out of the ring a lot.
You know what I think? I think that since we'll talk about Tito being on Spike TV. But I think since Tito's doing his Bellator thing, I think the whole idea was to bring her over to Bellator, make her a big star, and just before Ronda goes out, have her and Ronda rumble.
That you may be onto something there. I think that is a big fight, and I still think that she gives Ronda the best fight of anybody out there. I mean, I think Ronda wins, but she would put up a good fight, I think.
Well, here's what the King, Dana White, had to say about the fight.
The cyborg thing is, I can't even believe people are asking me about Cyborg, number one. First of all, she does not fight here. Everybody realizes that, right? She weighs 145 pounds, and her genius manager, Tito Ortiz, said that she would die if she went to 135 pounds. She's also coming off a steroid suspension last time she was here. I mean, I can't even – it drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. She will not fight Cyborg. I don't know who she's going to fight. She's going to go film Entourage, the movie, and then we'll figure out what's next for her.
Of course, she's talking about Ronda Rousey, the queen of MMA. So Cyborg Santos, I just don't know. I don't think the glow is there anymore. Plus, I think they're going to be testing her. And I think if she gets tested, I don't think she wins. She's sort of like Vitor Belfort in Brazil and Vitor Belfort here in the United States, Zach.
Yeah, it's like two different versions. It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or something. Like, it's that type of thing.
Well, of course, she lost for that in that she lost a fight in Las Vegas. It was in March of earlier this year. I mean, she doesn't usually lose, but she got knocked down the first round with a head kick and in the fifth round a spinning heel kick. And the referee, Tony Wicks, missed a couple of shots, you know, where she was knocked down again. But straight up, they call her Christina Justino now. So she's changed her name. It's not Cyborg Santos anymore. I mean, this chick's changed her name all the time. She still looks like a man that needs a shave.
Yeah, she's not exactly the face that people would like to be representing female MMA.
No,
but,
she's,
I mean, she does have some skill.
She's scary looking. I mean, she's got, like, she uses a bra to cover up her breasts, but she's got, like, the breasts of a man, and she's got the midsection of a man. I mean, I've never seen a chick that cut up in the stomach of my entire life.
Yeah, she's definitely a lot more muscular than a lot of the people that she fights.
Exactly. Let's talk about Bellator. Before we go to the Bellator 131, of course, Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner will be in San Diego on November the 15th. What's Bellator been doing lately? Decent cards?
Yeah, they've been doing decent cards. They had that tournament last week, that Monster Energy Cup, which was just like four fights. But they had a heavyweight in the main event. They've been getting it together. You know, they've been putting out a lot more cards, having a lot more volume, and I think making themselves more visible.
Okay. November the 15th, of course, they're going Bellator 131, as I said, from San Diego, California. The light heavyweight main event. Can't believe he's still fighting. I need to talk to him. We've always had a great time together. Tito Ortiz, I used to call him the People's Champion, the Huntington Beach bad boy. Now he's just like a dad and a husband, 17-11, 6'2". Hasn't won a fight, I think, in a while. Of course, fighting still at 205 pounds. Taking on Stephen Bonner, 15-8. and they both stand about the same size, 6'2", 6'3", 205 pounds. Ortiz, does there anything left in Tito Ortiz?
I think he has a little bit left. I mean, he had like a bad streak where he was just like kind of giving fights away. You know, he was ahead in fights, but he would like just kind of let them slip away from him. And I think that he's shown flashes, you know, when he upset what was Ryan Bader. I mean, a few years back, like he still has something left, I think, but it's definitely dwindling, we'll say.
That was a few years back, and I think that was like a couple of surgeries and a couple of injuries ago. Now, the semi-main event, Bellator 131, Michael Chandler, pretty good fighter, 12-2, taking on Will Brooks, 14-1. Chandler, I thought, was a guy that was going to make the crossover to the UFC. This is for the lightweight Bellator title, 155 pounds. How's this fight go? Chandler going to win this?
Yeah, he probably will win. Chandler's an exciting fighter. He was in those just wars with Eddie Alvarez that are some of the best fights in Bellator history. So I think that he could make the crossover eventually.
Okay, a guy that was supposed to be like God's gift to ratings, God's gift to the light heavyweight division, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. King Mo, Muhammad Lawal. Taking on Ted Balas, but King Mo coming in 13-4, Ted 9-2. King Mo been a big disappointment. Remember, was it Emmanuel Newton hit him with that spinning back fist and just knocked him into another time zone?
Yeah, I don't think King Mo has done as well as they were hoping for him to, but he does still bring people in.
Well, is he doing the wrestling thing as well? He's doing the TNA. I know he appeared on TNA a couple times, like he was teasing to go to TNA. Speaking of TNA, Bellator MMA, Bobby Lashley's going doing his thing on TNA back and forth. He's doing two different things. How's Bobby Lashley doing?
He's not doing too bad. He only has two losses professionally, and I think about like 13 wins overall. He's been getting the experience and been getting slowly better, but they're still feeding him some cans.
Well, they have to feed him cans. I mean, come on. I mean, he's coming from the fake sport to the real sport. He's pulling punches and throwing punches. I think it's two different worlds. I mean, whoa. I mean, ask Brock Lesnar. You don't see Brock Lesnar looking to come back to the UFC anytime soon.
Right, but and Brock Lesnar's a good example of that because they fed Brock Lesnar non-cans. Brock Lesnar fought nothing but good opponents, and, I mean, he had a short career because of that. It's rough.
Yeah, but he was heavyweight champ. I mean, were you going to expect to see Brock Lesnar? He didn't want to do the schedule. Did you really expect to see him, like, do all these little prelim fights against, like, little small guys? And he just wasn't going to go that route. He was truly a monster, and until he was exposed for the deficiencies that he has, he was a monster.
Yeah, and you know, what if Brock Lesnar had been, like, a fighter? What if he had done MMA instead of wrestling that whole time? Maybe he would still be doing it, you know? I think that he had some natural talent, and you got to give him credit for that.
Look, Brock Lesnar, as far as offensively, he's an animal. I mean, kicking your ass is what he does best, okay? Taking ain't what he does best. Who was the guy? Was it Shane Carr when he turned his back on and said, "Yeah, that fight should have been stopped"?
I was shocked that fight wasn't stopped. But, I mean, apparently he had enough left to finish Shane Carwin. But I was shocked. I've never seen somebody take that many unanswered punches and still have the fight continue.
And then he turns his back. Oh, it was ugly. There are fights in the UFC, and I was boxing on occasion, where I just, you know, just like don't want to look at it. I just sort of like turn away. The savagery is just too much for me, and that was another instance of, I think, the Mauricio Shogun Rua being ringside or octagon side for that, him and Dan Henderson down there in San Jose, California a couple years ago. That was one fight I didn't want to look at as well. Now, what's Ben Askren doing? He's put the Independent Fight League, but is he really making any money over there? Is he just like, you know, doing hand jive?
Well, according to him, he's making more than he could make with the UFC. I have heard that he gets paid really well over there, but I mean, it's hard to know the exact numbers, but I think he's getting paid well. But I don't know if he's really fighting the best opposition over there.
But he's a fantastic fighter. I mean, I think he can compete with anybody at that weight.
Yeah, he's like a welterweight version of Fedor, not in terms of fighting style, but in terms of being one of the best fighters out there, but not being in the UFC. And just kind of the fans in the UFC aren't getting the pleasure of seeing him fight, so it's kind of unfortunate.
14-0, 14 wins, of course, 4 by knockout, 4 by submission, 6 by decision.
University of Missouri. I mean, he's a bad, bad dude. I mean, they used to call him the Sun-Kissed Kids. He's a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I mean, he's a good striker, NCAA Division I wrestling, Olympic freestyle wrestling champ. I mean, this guy's, he's done some stuff, and he's been a pro since 2009, 14-0, 14 wins. You got to say that he's like one of the better fighters in the world, but, you know, what's he going to do if he stays over there in these obsolete leagues? Who's going to know?
Yeah, I got to agree with you there, Pedro. And I mean, I think that he would have a good chance of fighting the UFC welterweight champions. That's what's kind of aggravating. It's like, I really want to see him against the elite in the UFC instead of these people in ONE FC who, I mean, nobody's really heard of.
Let me go through his amateur background. This is Ben Askren, folks. Get this. As far as an amateur is concerned, competing for the US of A, won the gold 2005 Guatemala City, the Pan Am Games at 84 kilograms, okay? Won the 2008 United States Championships, and that was at 84 kilograms, okay? Then he won the World Championships in 2009 in Fort Lauderdale, again at 84 kilograms. That was in a no-gi match. Straight up, he's a bad dude. He's unbeaten, and I think he's been tested because on Bellator, he destroyed the opposition.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he dominated pretty much everybody that he fought, and I mean, that's what, I just think that he's such a skilled fighter, and I hope that fans are tuning in to see him, even though he's fighting over at ONE FC.
Well, this one fighting championship, that's what they're calling this one fighting championship. They're based in Singapore. I mean, so is he like fighting in Asia? That's what he's doing, fighting across the pond?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. He's just fighting across the pond for now. I mean, they're looking to expand into America, but they're more known in Asia. So definitely an interesting move, and MMA is getting bigger in Asia. So, you know, we'll see where that goes for him.
You know, they've done this in the past with MMA and Dan John Fry and guys like that and Shamrock and people like that. They go over there and they develop their careers and their persona, per se, and they hone their skills and they do this. But that's sort of early on. He's 14 fights in. He's almost a veteran.
Yeah, he's kind of going in like a reverse trajectory. Like people start their careers in Asia and then come to the U.S. He started in the U.S. and is going out to Asia. So it's definitely an interesting move on his part.
But do you know what? I guess at the end of the day, these guys are professional fighters, Zach. And what does professional mean? Making money.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, if he's the main star of the organization, then he's probably getting the lion's share of the profits. So, I mean, props to him for that. You got to get paid for taking these punches and stuff.
Good enough. We're talking MMA, folks. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA, mixed martial arts. We'll spend time with Zach Attack Young in our final segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, Sirius Satellite XM Radio.
The way that you talk really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare under all conditions.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Short final segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 57 minutes past the hour. I got some questions for Zach Attack Young. We're going to do this like a machine gun attack here. Cain Velasquez, will you be champion 1 year from now?
Yes.
John Jones, will you be champion 1 year from now?
No.
Whoa. Okay. Chris Weidman, will you be champion 1 year from now?
Yeah, I think so.
170 pounds. Johnny Hendrick, will you be champion 1 year from now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. 155, Anthony Pettis. Will he be champion 1 year from now?
Nope.
Jose Aldo, 145. Will he be UFC champion 1 year from now?
No, I don't think so.
135, TJ Dillashaw. Will he be the Bantamweight champion 1 year from now?
No.
Whoa. Demetrius Johnson, the Superfly, 125-pound champion. Will he be champion 1 year from now?
Yeah, he will.
So a lot of things are going to be changing in the UFC, huh?
I think so. I mean, I think Pettis, I think that there's a lot of people clamoring for that belt. And Conor McGregor, I really think that he will upset Jose Aldo or Jose Aldo.
Well, don't forget Gilbert Melendez, El Nino in that 155 mix.
Yep, definitely for Pettis. I think that he could beat Pettis. That's a good fight.
So Pettis is the guy that's got the bullseye on his back, huh?
Yeah, he does. And I mean, he's very entertained to watch, but he has some holes in his game.
But he kicks hard.
He does.
He kicks hard.
He's vulnerable to wrestling.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. I mean, you know, you can hear his kicks up in the cheap seats. Like, you know, much like Aldo. Aldo kicks hard. Barreiro kicks hard. These guys, but I guess that's the Brazilian jiu-jitsu background, huh?
Yeah, I think that does help. And it's also playing soccer. I mean, develops your kicks. That's what it was for Aldo. He was a soccer player.
Okay, real quick, U.S. Take that back. Bellator 131, Tito and Bonner. Who wins and why? Give me 30 seconds.
I'm leaning with Tito, and I just think he has a little more left than Bonner.
We'll see what happens there. All the best, Zach Attack Young. Have a good week, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you, Pedro.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Don't forget, we have our own hangout at iHeartRadio. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app, or listen to us online. All the shows, the past shows, live shows, we got it going on. Check it out, iHeartRadio.com and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 'Cause I love you so.